Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome you to the Prayer Works Ministry radio broadcast on this afternoon. We thank the Lord for you taking the time to tune in. And before we get started, we would like to have a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us look to the Lord. Amen. And pray together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day, O God. We thank you for grace and for mercy. We thank you, O Lord, for your goodness toward us. We thank you, O God, for how you have blessed and kept us. Lord, we call on you this afternoon to stop by here, Lord, on 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, and Lord, to every home of every listener in the name of Jesus. O God, make your holy visitation. Touch our hearts, Lord. Oh, my God, move upon us right now in the name of Jesus. We are waiting on you down here, Lord, because without you, we can do nothing. Lord, our faith gets a little weak sometimes, and we need you to strengthen our faith. Help us to believe you, oh God, and to take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, forgive our unbelief, Lord, and help our unbelief. Lord, take away all doubt, any drawback, anything that's stopping us from believing you, Lord. Take it away in the name of Jesus. We are waiting on you, Lord. We can't make it without you. Please help us today. Lord, be with us. Be in our midst, Lord. Let your anointing come. Send your word. Minister unto us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we need a blessing. We need you to stop.
Touch right now, Lord Jesus, while we're calling on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your healing virtue right now. Please, Jesus, rebuke and bind Satan on every hand, Lord. We know he comes to hinder Jesus. Please, Lord, send his work back to the pit. Jesus, we're calling on you right now, Lord. Know the help we know, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus, come by right now, Lord Jesus. Make your holy visitation, Lord. Somebody needs a touch from you, Lord. Somebody needs deliverance, Lord. Jesus, we're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Know the help we know, Lord. There's no God beside me, Lord Jesus. Nobody else, Lord Jesus, that we can call on in a time of trouble. Jesus. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We're depending on you right now, Lord. Our trust is in you, Lord Jesus. Only you can fix it right now, Lord Jesus. You know every situation, Lord. You know every burden right now. You know every petition, Lord Jesus. Go up and down the prayer list, Lord. Work it out right now, Lord Jesus. You know right now, Lord God, what is it stand in need of, Lord Jesus. You know what we stand in need of, Lord. And we're praying right now, Lord Jesus, that you will grant our petition, Lord, according to your own will, Lord Jesus. We're praying, Lord Jesus, and we're waiting on you, Lord. We believe right now, Lord, that we have, Lord Jesus, what we ask for in this prayer. And we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord. Lord, you are worthy of the praise, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We believe, Lord Jesus. We're taking the faith, Lord, that you've given us, Lord Jesus. And we're believing right now, Lord God. We believe what you said. We believe what you promised. We believe what's coming. We believe right now, Lord. We believe the report, Lord. We believe the holy prophets. Jesus, we believe right now, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your patience with us. Thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the honor, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. Not unto us, Lord Jesus, but unto thy name. We do give the honor, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Lord Jesus, of every praise, Jesus. You're worthy of every hand clap. You're worthy of every foot stomp. You're worthy of every hallelujah, Lord. It belongs to you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord. That's due unto your name, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you for what we've asked for in this prayer, Lord. We believe that we have it according to your will, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all things, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we pray this prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Do we thank God for his touch? Thank God for the prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for how he has blessed us. Thank God. Oh, yes, Lord, I tell you, God is just a mighty God, and he's an on-time God. Oh, praise be to God. When you need him the most, he shows up. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank him. I thank him. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this great opportunity. Oh, I thank God for his goodness and mercy, for how the Lord has truly blessed us. Amen. It's a blessing indeed to be here one more time. Amen. God is good. You know, the enemy, he'll try to interfere and try to stop us. Oh, glory to God. But we have the victory. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I just thank the Lord for my daughter stepping on in, taking over the prayer. The enemy cannot stop the work of God. Oh, praise the Lord. And on this afternoon, we want you to go ahead and get your Bibles ready. We're going to have scripture reading. Amen. We haven't done that in a while, but we're going to have the scripture reading on this afternoon. So if you want to read along, get your Bibles ready. Get your notepads out, your pen and your paper or whatever. If you want to take any notes, jot a few things down. Get ready for that shortly after some brief announcement. But I just had to take the time out and praise the Lord. I just had to take the time out and give God the glory for all that he continues to do for us. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm excited for what God is doing. Amen. We're going to move on. Praise the Lord. And at this time, just in the way of our announcements, we welcome you once again to the Prayer Works Ministry, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Amen. Prayer Works Ministry, glory to God, is a ministry that is God-inspired and dedicated to preaching the Word of God, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We have some information here for upcoming episodes that you can tune in to listen to every Friday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. We invite you to use our guest call-in line to call in on 551-241-6677, and any clergy who would like to have remarks, you're certainly welcome to use the guest call-in line, or anyone else who has a testimony that you want to give, have words of encouragement, a song of praise, if you would like to share that, anything that the Lord has laid on your heart to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're also, we want you to feel free to call in to listen on our broadcast. And let me get that information up for you. And that is, sorry, I don't have everything just in place.
But if you just want to dial in, the number is 319-525-563. I'm giving you the wrong number. 563-999-3634. And that is our guest call in for, if you just want to listen on the radio broadcast, you can do that. If you want to go online, you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And that way you can listen online. Again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. If you just want to call in and listen to the radio broadcast, that number is 563-999-3634. And we ask that you will please continue to pray for the bereaved families. I'm not going to call all the names on our prayer list at this time, but we ask you to please continue to pray for all of those who have requested prayer, and please pray for my family, for the Turner family, and the Welch family. Praise the Lord, my first cousin, Willie L. Turner, he lost his daughter, and the service is going to be at Carl Miller Funeral Home in Camden, New Jersey, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Lord's will, I am working on trying to be there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And again, we ask that you will please keep us in your prayers, continue in prayer for the bereaved Pauldo family and for the bereaved Edmund family, for all of the bereaved families. Amen. Praise God. And also added to the prayer list is a sister, Felisa Holt. She lost her brother, and also Pastor Patricia Cooper. Pray for the, she passed away. She was a great blessing to us when we were in the process of building our current headquarters church. She was a great blessing to our organization by opening up the doors of her church and allowing us to have service until we were able to move into our new edifice. So we thank God for her generosity. So please keep the Cooper family in your prayers. Pray for all the bereaved families and for all of those who are on the prayer list. And we do thank God for this portion of the broadcast. And we're going to get ready now to have our scripture reading. And afterward, we will be ready for our next broadcast on Friday, if it be the Lord's will. Praise God. So we're going to have our own Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen read the scripture on this afternoon. And no matter where you are, keep reading. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. I would just like to sing a little portion of this song real quick.
How much do I owe the Lord? For dying on Calvary, how much do I owe the Lord for giving me the victory? Unworthy though I may be, He's already proclaimed His love for me.
now. I've come too far to fail him now. I owe him too much. I owe him too much to fail now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for this opportunity. Amen. I owe the Lord too much. I owe him too much. He's done so much for me. He brought me from a mighty long way. He forgave my sins time and time again. He had mercy on my soul when I didn't deserve it. I owe him too much. I owe him too much to go back now. I owe him too much to start backing down now. I owe the Lord too much for what he's done for me. He didn't just forgive me, but he died on the cross. And then he didn't stay dead. He went on down to the heart of the earth, and he preached to the captivated soul. He preached until those souls begin to get up and walk on the face of the earth. I owe him too much, and he didn't stop there after he finished in the heart of the earth. Hallelujah. He rose on the third day. Hallelujah. And then he didn't stop there, but he rose with all power in his hand. So saving power. Lord, I praise your name. I thank you right now because I owe him too much to fail him now. All the things he's done. Just, I think about what he's done for me this morning. Just waking me up, starting me on my way. Food on my table, clothes on my back. All the days he's done that for me for 40 years. I owe him too much. Even if he's done it for 1 year, that's still too much. I owe him too much to go back now. I owe him too much to fail him now. Why should I go back now when he's done so much, when he's been so good, when he's been so kind? Hallelujah. Why should I go back now? I owe him too much. I owe him too much. He paid all that debt. I couldn't pay it. I couldn't pay the price. The price for my sin, it was too high. So he bled and died for my sin. And not just for mine, but for the entire world. He took away the sin of the whole world. I owe him. I owe too much. How can I repay him? What can I pay him with? All I have is the life he gave me, and that's what I will repay him with. It's my reasonable service that I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's reasonable. That's what I owe. That's what I owe. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I bless your name. I owe him too much. I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. Oh, the Lord, too much to fail him now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Now we got the scripture reading too. Thank you, Jesus. And if you've been following along with us, thank you. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
What we've been trying to do is read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation this year. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and too much. I owe him too much. Tell him that. Thank you, Jesus. Let's it's not my intention to go back into the world where the Lord brought me from. He brought me from a mighty long way, and I might not have been smoking or drinking or doing the other things, but from the where the Lord brought me, the things that I was doing were not like God, and he took that away from me, and I don't want to go back. He did a great work in my life, and I owe him, I owe the Lord too much to turn back now, to fail him now. Like the song says, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that song. Amen. And I said, if you've been following along with me, we have been trying to read the Bible, and I find myself today in Daniel, the second chapter, in the 27th verse, where I'll start, where it will. We'll read two pages. And Daniel 2 and 27, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers shew unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dreams and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sake that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, saw and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron, and his part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art the king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heavens, he hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay, and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the feet of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God had made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods
and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldst reveal the secret. And the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then David requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Daniel 3 and 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 3 4 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the provinces of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God.
Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the flame, excuse me, the fire, had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and hath changed the king's word and yielded their body, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Daniel 4 and 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to shew the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and a thought upon my bed, and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name is Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And before him, I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of my head and my bed. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and it was meat for all, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the bowels thereof, and all flesh was set of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, Thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with the band of iron and brass and the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast and the grass of the field. Let his heart be changed from man, and let a beast's heart be given unto him. And let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watcher and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whosoever he will and setteth up over it the basis of men. This dream my king Nebuchadnezzar hath seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy God is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, an interpretation, therefore, to thy enemy. The tree that thou sawest, which grew with strong, whose height reached into the heaven, and the sight thereof for all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their inhabitation, it is thou, O king. Thou art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown, and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the root thereof in the earth, even with a great band of iron and brass
in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree root, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doth according to his will in the army of heaven. And among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can say his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me. My counselors and my lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to obey.
Amen. Thank God for the Lord's word. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Beautiful scripture there. Thank God for Dr. Hameen reading those scriptures. Oh, praise God. Didn't our hearts burn as we listen to the word of God? And even today, here was a king who had so much pride that he had to be abased. He had to be brought down off of his pride to understand that there is none like God. There's no other God. Hallelujah. That God is the King of heaven, the King of the earth, the King of kings. Praise the Lord. And he gave his testimony. After all that he had gone through, he learned from his mistakes. He learned from the error of his ways. He was warned by Daniel to turn from his iniquity, but he did not take heed. And so this all befell him because he failed to obey the Lord. He failed. And that was the Lord reaching out to him through Daniel. He failed to acknowledge that it is God who built the kingdom. It is God who allowed things. Amen. So I tell you, I really enjoyed going to the scriptures on this afternoon. And at this time, we're going to the Lord in prayer. If you have any prayer requests that you want God to honor or to fulfill, let's go to God with that prayer request. If you find that you have pride and you need to humble yourself, this is the time to do it.
Don't keep going in the way of your own. Don't continue in your pride. Because sometimes when the Lord has to bring you down, you will never get back up. Oh, glory to God. It is by the grace of God if he allows you to rise again. Amen. And this king found out for 7 years that he had to be crawling around on the ground, feathers, his toenails and everything like bird claws. And, oh, he didn't have any understanding as a human. He was like a wild beast. 7 years, God took it from him because of pride. Don't let this happen to you. The Lord calling you to come out of your sin. It's time now to turn and come to the Lord. It's time to walk away from your sin, your adultery, your fornication, your idolatry, your witchcraft, whatever it is you're into that's not like God. It's time to turn and walk away from it today. Amen. After hearing these scriptures, praise the Lord, why don't you make up your mind that you're going to give God your heart? At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh God, we humble ourselves before you. We come to you, Lord Jesus. We ask for mercy, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to search our hearts. God, whatever is in our heart that's not right, take it away, Lord God. Remove it right now. Any pride in us, Lord, remove the pride. Take it out by the root in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, and save us, Lord. We're calling on you. There's no other help we know. We're coming to you, Lord, asking you for help today. We need you, Lord God. We need your divine visitation. We need you, Lord, to work miracles for us, to open doors, oh God. Move in our behalf, my God. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal and deliver. Make whole right now. Some soul is crying out, desiring to be saved. Lord, rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus and loose their shackles. Oh, my God, move the obstacle out of the way. Move it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage. We know you're able. Oh, my Lord, we're looking to you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Do it for us right now. Lord, please work it out, my God. Those who are sick in their bodies, touch them right now. Heal, Lord. Raise them up, my God. Rebuke the condition that plagues them right now. Send it back to the pit. In the name of Jesus, let sins be forgiven. Blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Take control right now. Take over, Lord, and let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, somebody's having problems with their children in the home. We pray, God, that you will go to that house and make your holy visitation. Set things in order, Lord. Mend the families that are torn apart, that are scattered abroad. Gather them back together in the name of Jesus. We know you're able. As that father, come back home, Lord, and be a father to the children. That mother that has abandoned the home, Lord, bring her back home so she can be a mother to her children. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Fix it, Lord. Move right now. Lord, danger is all around. We need your protection. Wrap your arms all around us. Be a hedge around us. Be a fence around us. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy today. Look on the bereaved family. Oh, my God, give comfort and give consolation. Lord, somebody's heart is this pain broken apart? Put the pieces back together in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, uphold those who are bereaved. Uphold them and carry them through right now, Lord. Help them, Lord, during this difficult time. We know you're able, Lord. Look on all of those who are on the prayer list, Lord, one by one and name by name. Bless them today with the blessing, oh God, that they stand in need of. Bless them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Everyone is listening to this broadcast this afternoon. Let a blessing come upon them, Lord. Bless them in their home. Bless them, Lord God, when they go out. Bless them when they come in, Lord. Bless them when they're in the city, in the country, Lord, wherever they may be. Let the blessing be upon them. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Please have mercy. We know you're able. There's nothing too hard for you. You proved yourself so many times before the heathen nations. They understood that there's no other God like you, Lord. There is no other God. You're the only true and living God. And we thank you today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. We praise your name. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the saving of souls. Oh, my Lord, somebody has repented in their heart. Somebody is sorry for sinning against you, Lord, and have opened up their heart to invite you to come in. Lord, we pray, God, that you will enter into their heart, that you will save their soul. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Use them for your service in the name of Jesus. We believe it right now, oh God. We thank you for staying the hand of death. Oh God, and for giving somebody a little more time to repent and to make it right. Oh, glory, glory to your name. We thank you for blessing our family. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for the reading of the scriptures. And I also thank God for that song that evangelist Dr. Hameen sang, that we owe God. Hallelujah. We do owe him. And I mean, she went ahead on and she preached the sermon there. And I enjoyed it. Amen. She could have kept on going because it's true. After all that God has done for us, we can't pay him. We owe him everything. So you know you owe God. Why don't you give God your all? Praise the Lord. I just thank God for all things. And now, at this time, we're going to give way or open up to any clergy who would like to call in and have remarks. You're certainly welcome to do so. So don't hesitate to use our guest call-in line. And I'll give you that guest call-in line number. You can call on 551-241-6677. Feel free to dial in if you would like to give remarks. Amen. Praise the Lord. We also thank God for Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds, who is not on right now. Amen. Praise God. But we thank God for her. We ask you to continue to pray for her. Pray for her father, Titus Edmund Sr. And just pray for the family. Pray for all of us. Amen. At this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word. There's no matter how many times you read it, you can always get something out of it, even something new. and, you know, just how God gave Nebuchadnezzar a chance. Not just one chance. He gave him multiple chances, and he kept proving who he was, but it took that final last thing for him to know that God was a God of gods and a Lord of kings. And Daniel tried to warn him, you know, that that warning comes before destruction. But his kingdom was sure unto him. And like Evander Tamim was saying about that pride, sometimes you might not, you get the warning, but you might not have that mercy that Nebuchadnezzar had. He was worshiping a golden image. He cast God's people into a fiery furnace. He saw the kind of God that God was, and yet still, but he didn't know him. He had to have a personal experience with him. And even how Jesus was right there walking in the midst of the fire with the three Hebrew boys. And I tell you, that's what he'll do with us. We don't have to be afraid of the enemy. We don't have to back down. We don't have to take down. We can stand on the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Want to encourage everyone, keep on reading. We're getting there. We are getting there. We're in Daniel. We've got a few more to go, and you know, if it's September, we have a few more months in this year, and we'll be done if it's the Lord's will. I'm excited about the end. I'm excited, but thank God for all of you. I thank God for Evander Tamim.
Praise God! We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through, evangelist Dr. Khadija Tamim. Amen. We just thank God for all of you once again. And we just want to encourage you to keep on reading the Word of God. And I believe that what we received from the Headquarters Church, we received something, but that doesn't apply to the radio broadcast. It applies to our upcoming convocation. But you are welcome to come to our 61st annual convocation, which will be held in the Southern District at Grace Temple Church of God in Lousville, North Carolina, where the pastor is Elder Jerry Bennett, a man who was just newly named as the National Pentecostal Minister Alliance President and Southern District Overseer. Praise God. So we are happy for him. We thank God for him and Lord's will. We're expecting to be down there October 2nd through the 7th, I believe, for the entire week for our 61st annual church convocation to be there. The church is located it's on Fire Tower Road. I don't exactly have the number, but we can provide that information for you because that is coming up in about 2 weeks. So if you keep listening, we'll have the direct address for Grace Temple Church of God. It's off of route. It's off of 74 West, I believe. It's off of that. It's not far from Rockingham, North Carolina. But we have a program on the program. So the address, I do want to get that address to you just in case you want to go ahead and reach out, make preparations or plans. If you want to come, you certainly are welcome to attend our convocation if you can make it there. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, again, I will provide that information in our next broadcast if it be the Lord's will. But at this time, if there's nothing else, I didn't hear anyone chime in. If anybody's, any other clergy, anyone on the line would like to have remarks,
If not, then this concludes our broadcast for this afternoon, and we invite you to tune in with us at our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. Amen. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.